Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. To say the previous episodes, the previous seasons are at anchor.fm/Rebbe T. We're coming up to the last couple of Mishnahs. We only have a couple of left. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks we'll finish this season number 3. Then we're going to take our summer hiatus, but God willing we'll do a different series, special summer mini-series. And then we'll come back after the summer hiatus for the PAL in the beginning of the school year, God willing, with a different commentary, a different sage guiding us through the wonderful words, the timeless words of Pirkei Avos. Here we are in 6:5, Vav Hey, talking about not taking greatness for yourself. Al tivakish gedula la'atzmecha, do not seek greatness for yourself. V'al tachamod kavod, and do not covet honor. Run away from honor, it'll come after you. Do not chase honor, honor will flee from you, another Mishnah teaches us. Yoser mi limudcha asei, do more than you're learning. V'al tisave l'shulchanam shel sarim, do not desire the table of kings. Sheshulchancha gadol mishulchanam, for your table is greater than their table. V'kisrcha gadol mikisram, and your crown is greater than their crown. V'ne'aman hu bal melachtecha sheyeshalim lecha sechar pe'ulasecha, your employer can be relied upon to pay you the wage of your labor. Realize that honor is fleeting. Honor is not something that stays. If you chase after it, it ain't going to come to you. It's going to go far, far, far away. In this Mishnah, we're talking here that the greatness term here is used in the sense of high social rank and political power, pointed out by Rashi and Derech Chaim. The Brice is addressed to a Torah scholar, teaches that he should not utilize his scholarship as a means of attaining greatness or of being honored, for that would make it appear as if he studied Torah for the sake of power or honor, and not lishma, purely for the sake of Torah, which is a very good level, pointed out by Rashi, Machzor Vitri, and Abarbanel. Don't seek it for yourself, for one's own personal aggrandizement. It is, however, proper for a Torah scholar to seek greatness in order to be in a position to improve the living conditions and honor of the Jewish people, pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. And also, it's proper for a Torah scholar to demand honor and status in order to enhance the prestige of the Torah and its scholars so that people should want to emulate them, pointed out by HaChassid Yavitz. So do more than you're learning. Let your performance of mitzvahs exceed your Torah knowledge. This is in keeping with the Mishnah above. Anyone whose actions exceed his wisdom, the wisdom will endure. And if wisdom exceeds his actions, the wisdom will not endure, pointed out by Rashi, Machzor Vitri, Midrash Shmuel, and Derech Chaim. Do not desire the table of kings, your table is greater. The table of kings is a reference to material wealth, pointed out by Derech Chaim. A Torah scholar should not envy the wealthy their riches, for his table, the spiritual wealth that he has amassed by toiling Torah, pointed out by Rashi, is much greater than their table, quote-unquote. They can enjoy their wealth only during the limited span of their lifetime in this world, whereas the Torah scholar enjoys his wealth for all eternity in the world to come, see Machzor Vitri. Your crown is greater than theirs. The Brisa gives another reason why a Torah scholar should not be envious of kings. Not only is the wealth a Torah scholar possesses greater than the wealth of kings, the crown of a Torah scholar, his elevated status, is greater than the crown of royalty, as will be seen in the next Brisa, pointed out by Machzor Vitri and Midrash Shmuel. Your employer can be relied upon. God is the great employer, for everyone is in his hire, charged with the responsibility of working for him by studying Torah and fulfilling the mitzvahs, pointed out by Machzor Vitri and Abarbanel. Having informed the Torah scholar that the award that awaits him in the world to come is much greater than the material wealth kings enjoy in this world, the Brisa assures him that he need not be concerned that he will not receive his due reward. God is the most trustworthy of employers. He can be relied upon to pay every person his proper reward at the proper time of payment. See Midrash Shmuel. We don't have to worry that we'll get the reward. They say that we're not supposed to do things in this world for reward. We want to do things lo almanas lekabel pras, not on condition that we should be rewarded. Hashem takes care of us even if we get rewarded. This world, explains Pirkei Avos elsewhere, the wonderful things in this world, the benefit, the great things that we can see in this world won't even compare to an hour, quote unquote, really even a minute in Olam Haba, because the material pleasures in this world, even any spiritual pleasures, quote unquote, we can see in this world, do not equal at all the spiritual pleasures of the next world. That honor is so fleeting, it's so short-lived, it's so short-term, it's very short-term memory for people. You know, you might be honored at an event, but it'll be forgotten the next day. Even a few hours later, it'll be forgotten. You need your name on a wall, you need to see your name. You know, the Rambam explains the 8 levels of tzedakah. The best is to give someone a job, to give them their own way to make their mark in the world, their own way to make money, because it's better to teach someone to fish than to catch fish and give it to him. You want a person to be able to have them, and when you do it anonymously, without reward, without the honor, that's even better. Giving him the job and him not knowing where it comes from. And a lesser level than that is when it's anonymous. You're giving to the person, the person doesn't know who's getting it, and you don't know who's getting it. That's also really good, because anonymity is really good. Honor is really bad. And the Rambam also explains there are two things in this world we should try to avoid at all costs. Usually, he tells us to do the middle path. Go down the middle path for most things. Don't have too much wealth and not too little wealth. Don't have too many possessions or too little possessions. The middle path is usually the golden mean. The golden average is really good, except in two circumstances. When it comes to anger, you have to go the opposite extreme. Try to banish anger as much as possible, because it's like idolatry on some levels. A person who's that angry, that's full of themselves, doesn't recognize or have room for God, God forbid. And arrogance also has to be banished from your head, has to be banished from your life, has to be banished from your existence. Again, someone who's that arrogant, someone who's that full of themselves, doesn't have room for Hashem. We should never know from such things. We have to remove these things, take the honor out of ourselves. We're not really that great. We're really, really very minuscule. We're a little pebble, a little rock in the whole existence of the whole galaxy of the hundreds of things that Hashem created. You know, the great Avraham Avinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, they all said, I am but dust and ashes. I am just a peon. Who are we? What are we? We're nothing. If they could say such things like that, all of us, many, many, many generations later, many, many, many spiritual levels lower than those people, many, many, many generations removed from Har Sinai, removed from that exalted existence, what are we? We're much less than that. We can't have this arrogance. We can't have the need for honor. And we can't chase after these things. We have to run away from these things, live our lives modestly, live our lives in tzenua, and in a comfort of our own homes. Do great things, but don't seek reward for it, and don't try to flaunt things, and don't try to promote things so much. The greatest types of acts, especially chesed, are those private ones that people don't even know about. And you do great things to change the world. People don't have to know about it. Just continuing what you're doing to make the world a better place. Join us next time as we talk about how much greater Torah is than even priesthood and royalty, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.